Our scripture lesson today obviously is a familiar one, one that we know quite well. It's a story of Jesus walking on the water. But I hope you will open your minds and hearts to hear what is new in this passage, what you might have missed before. So let us read from Matthew 14, verses 22 through 23. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking towards them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Last week, Jesus calmed the storm. This week, Jesus makes the disciples sail in bad weather without him. Immediately after feeding 5,000 people in the wilderness, Jesus makes the disciples go on ahead of him into rough waters. Jesus calls them, pushes them into the tumult. Many of the disciples are fishermen. They know this lake, this water, and the storms that come up. They've had the wind against them before. But still, this storm must have been unsettling, difficult to navigate. I grew up swimming. I swam summer league for my high school and year round. The water is like a second home. But still, when I swim in open water, I have to remind myself to breathe, not to panic. It's hard when you can't see what lies beneath, when you cannot touch. The unexpected, unknowing nature of water can cause the strongest swimmer and the strongest sailor's heart to race. Not to mention, in this story, the wind and waves are blowing. It's dark. The disciples can't see a thing. And something they've never seen happens. Someone is walking on the water. That someone, Jesus, is walking up to their boat. This scene would leave even the bravest of us rattling in our boots, crying out in fear. But Jesus does not leave the disciples in fear. He speaks to them and says, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Be courageous." In Greek, this phrase, "it is I," literally is translated as "I am." You might remember this phrase, "I am." It's what God says to Moses at the burning bush when Moses wants to know God's name. "I am." Jesus uses "I am" phrases throughout the Gospels. "I am the bread of life. I am the true vine." Every time we hear this phrase, "I am," our ears are supposed to prick up. God is here. Jesus is saying, "Take heart. God is here. I am here. Do not be afraid." Jesus' words must indeed calm the disciples, and even in the midst of bad weather. For after this amazing, fear-inducing moment, Peter does something incredible. He asks to meet Jesus in the tumult. He asks if he can join Jesus on the water. Now remember, the wind is still blowing, the waves are still crashing, and Peter wants to step out into this nasty storm on the water to walk with Jesus. So often we focus on Peter's fear, his sinking, his weakness, his words, "Save me." We think Jesus' question, "You have little faith, why do you doubt?" is condemnation. Stop getting distracted, Peter. Have more faith, Peter. Don't be afraid, Peter. Not only that, we think this inquiry is condemnation for us. That if we doubt, if we become afraid, that there's something wrong with us. That we need to push down those fears when the wind is whipping. Have a stiff upper lip. Bear it. Ignore it. Push through it. But this phrase, "you of little faith," can also be translated as "have courage, take heart." Maybe the lesson here is to step out, even when the sea is rough and the wind is whipping. Get into the boat in the first place, but then get out of the boat and walk on that water. Don't let those critical voices of doubt and fear prevent you from even trying. Because those voices aren't Jesus' voice. Jesus says, "Come." And when it becomes too overwhelming, know that God will catch you. Jesus will speak to you words of courage. He will inspire you to keep testing, keep growing, keep heart. Peter does not fail because he starts to sink. He gets to be caught by Jesus. The sinking, the saving, the catching, it builds a deeper trust, a deeper faith, a deeper relationship with Peter and Jesus. Christ is there. We spend a lot of time and energy trying to establish stable, secure, and a safe life for those we love. We don't want our children or our spouse to hurt, to be caught in a storm. We can value the stability, safety, and security so much that we never leave the harbor. But Jesus makes the disciples leave the harbor. It reminds me of a famous quote by John Shedd. "A ship in a harbor is safe, but that is not what ships are built for." We are made for more than being safe, living in bubble suits so we never fall. We are stronger than we think. And we need adventure. We need to practice radical trust in God. So when bigger gales blow, we trust we can cry out to God. The question becomes, are we playing it safe in the harbor, rather embarking on an adventure, plumbing, testing, deepening our faith? Adventures that grow out of our hearts and trust in God don't have to be big to count as adventure. Maybe the adventure is checking something new on your time and talent list, something you've never done before. Maybe it's creating a list of questions you've had about faith that you've avoided, but you are ready to explore deeper. Maybe it's going on a bike ride, experiencing God's creation, or stopping for 5 minutes each day to breathe and listen deeper to God and to your own soul. Maybe it's writing a letter that's been on your mind and heart. But sometimes adventures are forced upon us too. We don't always get to pick our adventures, do we? And often they don't seem like adventures, do they? They are scary situations that feel out of our control. Health conditions, illnesses, losses, addiction, and literal storms that can change everything in an instant. Although Hurricane Florence is gone, cities in the Carolinas are still feeling the effects of the storms. In Conway, South Carolina, where my grandmother, aunt, and uncle live, although it's bright and sunny, they still face problems. Conway is 30 miles from the coast and has lots of rivers. And as of Wednesday, the storm waters still had not crested. For those churches and homes who have no flood insurance, it posed a huge threat. One of the churches, the Methodist Church, asked for volunteers to come help move pews, the pulpit, and beloved items out of the sanctuary before the waters came last week. Could you imagine having to move everything out of here? They thought they would have 10 volunteers. 125 people showed up. And although the waters have now risen, flooding their beloved church, the waters have not taken away this community's compassion, courage, and heart. Taking heart, having courage, means that we stick out our neck for others. It means we support each other when storms happen. It means moving pews, even when you have your own property and family to worry about. And sometimes it means walking on water in the middle of a storm, something that seems completely dangerous and utterly ridiculous. Trusting that if God has got you, God has called you, then God has got you. Jan Richardson is a poet who knows a thing or two about trust in God. A few years ago, her husband passed away, and her poetry, art, and life have been different ever since. On her blog, she writes, 8 months have passed since Gary's death, a moment, an aching eternity. I can tell you that I know what it means to be born up when the waters overwhelm. I know the grace of hands that reach out to carry and console and give courage. I am learning again anew what faith is, how this word that we sometimes toss around so casually holds depths within depths that will draw us beyond nearly everything we once believed. This is some of what I know about faith, she writes, that faith is not something I can summon by sheer act of will, that it lives and breathes in the community that encompasses us, that I cannot force faith, but can ask for it, can pray that it will make its way to me and bear me up over the next wave and the next, that it comes, that I can lean into it, that it will propel me not only towards the Christ who calls me, but also back towards the boat that holds my life, incomprehensible in both its pain and its grace. Her words speak to me of trust, hope, and faith that comes. God is with us. Jan's honesty and courage inspire me, especially as she holds all of these things together in the midst of her grief. I would like to close with one of her poems about walking on water, which is also found in your bulletin, so you can read along if you'd like. The Blessing on the Waves. I cannot promise that this blessing will keep you afloat, as if by lashing these words to your arms, your ankles, you could stop yourself from going under. The most this blessing can do, perhaps, is to stand beside you in the boat, place its hands in the small of your back, and push. Be assured that though this blessing is eager to set you in motion, it will not leave you forsaken, will not compel you to leap where it has not already stepped out. These words will go with you across the waves. These words will accompany you across the waters. And if you find yourself flailing, this blessing will breathe itself into you, will breathe itself through you, until you are borne up by the hands that reach towards you, the voice that calls your name. God is with you. God is with us all. Amen.